This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryznall. Economists and policymakers Janet Yellen and Jay Powell, among them, by the way, like to use what's called core inflation when they talk about rising prices, a measurement that strips out food and energy prices. The catch, of course, is that everybody uses energy and food. So with inflation at a three-decade high, food is what a lot of people are thinking about. The price of a gallon of milk, or a pork roast, or a four-pack of frozen vegan burgers. And those prices are slamming household budgets, also food assistance programs, too. Food banks and pantries have faced far higher demand throughout this pandemic. And now, with those rising food costs, their resources are being stretched even more, as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
A long line of people stretches down Broadway Boulevard in Albuquerque and ends at the doors of Storehouse New Mexico, where one of the food bank's employees is checking folks in.
We have your ID inside already?
Yeah.
All right. How about you guys? We have your ID inside already?
Lots of longtime clients are here for this Friday distribution. Others, like Gwen Nelson, started coming to the Storehouse recently.
This is my second time.
Nelson lives on disability benefits that she says typically cover her monthly grocery bill. But since about mid-October, she's had to seek extra help.
Everything has gone up. I had to apply for food stamps. I have to hit a couple food banks a month to get by.
Michael Broward, who's retired and also on a fixed income, says his benefits haven't been stretching as far either.
I notice everything is much more expensive.
A volunteer hands him a box of free groceries.
Here you go, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Which he says takes some of the pressure off.
So, let's see what we got. Okay, so it looks like wheat flour, peanut butter, there's raisins, there's spaghetti.
Plenty of shelf-stable foods and a few pieces of fruit, but no fresh vegetables.
Well, when it's difficult for the food pantry to get any produce, they end up going without.
Jill Beetz is the communications director with the Storehouse. She says the rising cost of food is hitting the organization from all directions.
It's more expensive and harder for us to get items. And because dollars aren't going as far as the grocery store, we have more clients turning to the food pantry for food.
And this all starts with, you guessed it, supply chain disruptions. Erkut Sonmez studies food supply chains at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, he says farms are churning out plenty.
Farmers had a very difficult time to find labor to harvest their fresh produce. And this led to incredible amount of produce not being harvested.
Then there's limited capacity to process, package, and transport the produce that does get harvested, and stiff competition to buy it wholesale.
There's a limited availability. You know, we have apples, but not too many. Who's going to get it?
Sonmez says the largest chain grocery stores have the most purchasing power.
Then there are the smaller grocery chains or the neighborhood grocers, right? Then it becomes the food banks.
They're stuck at the back of the line when it comes to wholesale purchasing of all foods, not just fruits and vegetables. And Sonmez says fewer and fewer donations are coming in. Since restaurants and grocery stores can't stock up as much as they'd like, they're managing their inventory more efficiently and have less to give away.
Now it's going to be really a rationing game.
It hasn't come to a rationing game yet at Storehouse New Mexico. There are enough donated beans, grains, and canned vegetables to pack into boxes for today's clients.
You know, it's been steady enough that we're able to feed the households that come in.
But Jill Beetz says the food bank isn't as well stocked for the future as she'd like.
Our shelves are normally completely full. They're not so full right now. You can see a lot of the wall behind things.
She says the Storehouse has been bracing for the holidays, when demand for help tends to spike. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.